Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Sarah Hoffman of the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana. Welcome, Sarah. Thanks for being here today.
Hey, Corey. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you being here, and this is the time of year that lots of folks are back in school, and that's one of your busy times of a year with the backpack program. But September is a month you guys have named Hunger Action Month. So tell me a little bit about what's going on in September.
So Hunger Action Month is a national initiative designed to shed a light on all of the people struggling with hunger in America and in our local communities. Right here in Northeast Louisiana, over 69,000 people are food insecure, which equates to one in five people who may not know where their next meal is coming from. So during the month of September, we're trying to inspire people to take action against hunger in our community by getting involved. You can join the food bank team of helpers and volunteer, donate, or advocate to help those in our community who struggle with hunger.
You know, I talked to my mom the other day, and she came down and volunteered some time loading up boxes the other day. She said it was hot.
It is hot. You know, we have a warehouse that is not climate controlled, so it gets a little warm back there. But we work in short one-hour increments with our volunteers, so we have fans going. We try to make it as cool as possible, and everybody seems to have a great time.
All right. You've got some activities going on this month, and I guess the purpose is trying to raise awareness, right?
Absolutely. Raise awareness and just give people ways to get involved that they can help out the food bank and help out people we serve.
We'll start with tomorrow, September 12th, Hunger Action Day. What's this all about?
This is a day where we encourage everybody to wear orange. That's the hunger color. And take pictures of yourselves, post them on social media, tag the food bank, and hashtag Hunger Action Month. That just helps raise that awareness. You can also share info from our Facebook page to help raise awareness. And we're having a special Facebook fundraiser where we're going to try to raise $2,500 in one day to help the food bank serve more people.
Wow, that's going to be that's a big one. That's a challenge. $2,500 in a day for hunger. Sarah Hoffman's with us. So you wear orange tomorrow.
Wear orange. It's not my best color personally, but you know, we're doing it to spread awareness. So I'm going to wear my orange tomorrow.
I just think about, is it the Dutch soccer team? The whole country wears orange. Is that Holland? One of them.
I have no idea.
You see them every now and then, and everybody's got orange on. So tomorrow's the orange day for the Hunger Action Day. And I guess if anybody asks why you're wearing orange, you can tell them tomorrow.
That's right. And that'll be another way to help spread awareness.
All right. A lot of people hunt in our area. And this time of year is when hunters just start giving away meat. They're like, hey, Corey, I got to clean out the freezer of last year's meat. I got to get it ready because I'm going to shoot a bunch of deer this year and I'm going to fill my freezer back up. You guys have a way that hunters can get involved. Tell me a little bit about this.
That's right. We're partnered with Hunters for the Hungry for our Clean Out Your Freezer Day, where people can donate any frozen game or fish. It just needs to be 2 years old or less and labeled. And so this Saturday between 2 and 4 p.m., people can drop that off at the food bank here in Monroe.
So just label it and have it packaged up and ready to go.
That's right. And there's also a drop-off site in Delhi that morning. You can find out information about that on our website, foodbanknela.org.
You and I were talking in the break before we started. You said there's even like some deer processors here that when you get your deer processed, they'll help out sometimes?
That's right. In fact, one of my coworkers is a hunter, and she said sometimes she kills a deer, but she's not going to eat it herself. She'll take it to one of these processors, and they'll process it for free since it's being donated to the food bank. And you can call us for that list of processors.
All right. You can also find Sarah Hoffman at foodbanknela.org. All right. Let's move on from one orange subject to another, the orange and white of Whataburger. Tell me about Whataburger. What are they doing?
Yeah, so we're having a special fundraiser night at Whataburger Monday, September the 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. They're going to donate 20% of the dine-in and drive-through sales from that night. They're also going to have a free balloon artist inside, so you can bring the kids out, grab some dinner, get a fun little balloon animal. And also, the first 25 dine-in customers are going to get free Whataburger Whataburger for a week.
Free Whataburger for a week?
Yeah, can't beat that.
No, you can't beat that with a stick. That's pretty cool. So that's coming up on Monday?
Monday, September the 16th from 5 to 7 p.m.
And you've got another local restaurant getting in on the goodness, too, to finish out Hunger Action Month. What else is happening?
Yeah, we've teamed up with Nukes in Monroe right on Tower Drive for Saturday, September the 28th from 5 to 8 p.m. Just come out, enjoy some of their great food, and they'll donate a portion of proceeds to the food bank to help us fight hunger in our community.
So it's Hunger Action Month, all the month of September. Sarah Hoffman's with us from the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana. Sarah, I know you always need volunteers. You're packing those lunch boxes or backpacks and boxes and things like that. What else do you need right now?
Of course, we do always need volunteers. In fact, we just added a bunch of signups for later in this month to help us sort some canned goods. So you can go to our website and click through and get signed up for some of those. We always need monetary donations. For every $10 that is donated to the food bank, we can actually provide 55 meals to people in our community who are facing hunger.
That's hard to believe you guys can do that, but that's like 20 cents a meal.
Right.
But you're able to buy in bulk and get some special deals, and when they misprint the package or the box or whatever, you guys can take part in some of that.
That's right. A lot of that is through our partnership with Feeding America, a national hunger relief organization, where we're able to get 18-wheelers full of food for just the cost of freight to get it here.
Not a bad deal at all. Sarah Hoffman joins us. It's Hunger Action Month, all September. Sarah, for folks to find out more about Hunger Action Month and the activities at the food bank, where do they go?
Go to foodbanknela.org/ham or visit our Facebook page.
foodbanknela.org/ham for Hunger Action Month. It's Sarah Hoffman. You can find out more about this and other events by visiting our website at kedm.org.